FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Education MEC Sipho Hlomuka says prisoners writing their matric exams deserve another shot at turning things around.
You still have another opportunity to change your life.
He was monitoring the progress at the Isithubeni School inside Westville Prison this morning on the candidate's last week of writing. Station Commissioner Nikelwa Ncele says government must continue working with them.
The founding fathers and the leadership of this country through the white paper in 2005 decreed that as a department we should work in partnership to ensure that rehabilitation, which is the core mandate of correctional services, happen. Education is one of those elements, the key elements of rehabilitation and the same.
Four suspected illegal miners found in possession of material containing gold worth over 3 million rand are appearing in a northern KZN court today. Police arrested them as part of their Operation Vala Umgodi at a mine in Pongola yesterday. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says the officers were following up on intelligence about illicit mining activities in the area.
Upon arrival at the scene, the four suspected illegal miners were caught in the act of possessing gold. They were found with mining equipment, including explosives. The suspects, whose ages range between 27 and 40 years old, are due to appear in the Pongola Magistrate Court on Friday.
Staying in northern KZN, an investigation is underway after an elderly woman collapsed and died while queuing outside Eskom offices in Newcastle. It's understood she went there to update her prepaid electricity meter yesterday. Police spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda.
Police in Newcastle have opened an inquest docket for investigation following an incident in which a 70-year-old woman reportedly died after collapsing on Wednesday, 20 November. Circumstances surrounding the incident are being investigated.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has made a strong call to world leaders to help reach a historic climate finance deal. It's as COP29 wraps up in Azerbaijan today. Negotiators are reportedly at loggerheads over a new climate finance goal to help developing countries combat adverse weather. Guterres warned that failure to reach an agreement could accelerate climate change.
So I appeal directly to ministers and negotiators. Soften hard lines. Navigate the path through your differences and keep your eyes on the bigger picture. Never forget what it is at stake. This is a COP to deliver justice in the face of climate catastrophe.
Your top story, KZN Education MEC Sipho Hlomuka says prisoners writing their matric exams deserve another shot at turning things around. He was monitoring the progress at the Isithubeni School inside Westville Prison this morning on the candidate's last week of writing. For Newswatch and N4 Natarna Desin, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.